Though the summer season has ended for another year at Chautauqua, the renowned grounds remain active this week. The 15th annual Jazz at Chautauqua is hosting an array of jazz artists, including Jan Barrett, Scott Robinson, Howard Alden, and vocalist Rebecca Kilgore.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like the lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more.
Well, it's very exciting. You know, it's very different when we are there because the place is deserted. It's not like in the high season where it's just crammed with people and events. When we are there, the Chautauqua grounds are just so quiet and beautiful. But then you walk into the Athenaeum Hotel and you hear this great jazz. It's a little incongruous, but it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I think the event itself has gained momentum over the years. So I'm even more excited about it this year than ever.
The setting's intrigue only adds to a week of jazz. Performances are scheduled from Thursday through Sunday, but already underway are a series of workshops where amateur players and aspiring professionals can mix and learn from artists who have found jazz to be their calling.
Like, I'll be the vocal coach, teacher, and in the morning there are sessions with all my vocal students. And in the afternoon there are combos where groups of the musicians from all instruments, you know, piano, bass, drums, saxophone, trumpet, and vocalist, will get together and you know, kind of work out how it is to perform in a group situation. So it's, you know, the best of both worlds. And then in the evening, I guess there are just informal jam sessions.
Oh, sugar.
Now in her fourth decade of performing, Rebecca Kilgore says working as often as possible keeps her voice and style sharp. A New York Times review from August reports Kilgore was more than up to the challenge of the not-so-easy task of interpreting the Judy Garland songbook. While getting work may not present a problem, Kilgore says jazz professionals do worry about the future of their beloved art form.
Absolutely, that is a big concern of ours. We love our current audience. They have been faithful attendees for years, but they're getting older. And, you know, this art form it's not dead. It's just, you know, part of the classic American music. And it needs to be reinvigorated and reintroduced to younger people. And we find that when we do go out to schools, for example, and do concerts, that kids do really like it. It's, you know, in some cases, they've never even seen some of these acoustic instruments played live. It's really funny.
Now entering its 15th year, Jazz at Chautauqua feels to be part mission, part gig. And according to Rebecca Kilgore, audiences seem to be responding.
You know, we have a lot of new patrons who have reserved spots this year, and almost more than we've had in any other year, so that adds to the excitement. And there are some weekend packages available. There's an overnight special, which includes two sessions and a brunch session. The website is www.jazzatchq.com, and there's a phone number, 1-800-821-1881. To register for the workshop and the jazz party.
Workshops are already underway at the 15th annual Jazz at Chautauqua, with performances scheduled to start this Thursday. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970.
Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your arms look lonesome when your baby backs up to leave? I said I'm going to the mountain to call that baby of mine. Yeah, I'm going to the mountain to call that baby of mine. Something tells me that he ain't coming back this time. I'd like to go to sorry, but I can't take you. Oh, I'm going to the country. Oh, I can't take you. 'Cause there's nothing up there that a man like you can do. He's got a face like a fish, shaped like a frog. When he loves me, I'll